Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel avanzado C2. Convocatoria de junio de 2022.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear the first 2 tasks twice and task 3 only once. Task 1. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
We've all been there, that last-minute meal from the shelves of our local corner shop. However, convenient shopping doesn't have to mean disappointing dinners.
You have any garlic?
Garlic bread.
To prove it, we've invited Scotland's national chef and MasterChef The Professionals winner, Gary McLean, to compete head-to-head with some of the nation's top chefs to show that great meals could be just round the corner.
Gary, that all sounds really exciting. Give us a snapshot of what the series is all about.
Well, the series is, again, it's a lot of fun with food. And what we tried to do was kind of show people that you can eat really well on a budget from a corner shop. It's as simple as that. But along the way, it was all about having fun.
And you visited corner shops the length and breadth of the country. And did you notice a lot of difference in the ingredients that were available in different places?
Well, I don't know if the places had a real significant reason why they were different, but we did have a vast selection of corner shops. Some of them were 95% non-food, so you really had to get your thinking cap on.
Bit of a challenge.
But the big twist here is the budget. It's £15 and it's not a lot of money.
For 3 courses?
For 3 courses. So when you think that you have to buy even like a little jar of spice at £1.20, you know, there's a big gamble. Do you buy an onion or do you buy the spice? So there's a lot of that going on.
So how challenging was it then, cooking a 3-course meal, ingredients that were bought from the shop and then judged against other great chefs? I mean, did you find it a bit stressful?
You know what, it was a bit, especially when I was given a list of chefs that were coming along. You know, I kind of thought, you know, I was competing against local chefs, you know, maybe Shuggy from the local 3-star hotel whose speciality was steak pie. And I thought, you know, I've got this, you know, and I've got a reputation, obviously, of one MasterChef. So I don't want to throw that away. And then when they gave me the list of chefs, I'll be honest, I wasn't overly impressed. I wasn't overly happy, if truth be told.
Were you a bit scared?
I was terrified, you know, with Jamie Scott coming, you know, Jacqueline O'Donnell and Mark Ayers and stuff. And a lot of these guys I had on the show are good friends. And I think that's going to come across on the show as well. But I was amazed at how competitive the other chefs became.
Now, like many of us, you'll have visited the supermarket on hundreds and hundreds of occasions. But what's the main thing you've learned about buying ingredients from the local corner shop?
I think the main thing is you're not in that habit. You know, I think when we're all guilty, and I'm guilty of it, you go round the shop picking up the same stuff you always buy. You don't think out the box. And a lot of the time you don't even see anything else because everybody's busy and, you know, you're picking up the same, you know, two tins of kidney beans and two tins of this or that or whatever it is you normally buy. What it gave me is your brain is a clever, clever tool. And again, I was amazed at some of the stuff I came up with, but I was really amazed at some of the stuff the other chefs came up with.
Well, while we've got you here, Gary, this week on The Kitchen Cafe, we're talking about getting kids involved in the kitchen. And you've got 5 kids. So we're just wondering, how much do you encourage them to help out?
I've always tried my best to get the kids in the kitchen because I'm a firm believer that if they are part of the process of making the food, there's every chance that they'll make it. They'll eat it. And for me, it starts at the supermarket. You know, I've got 2 young ones and, you know, a couple of years ago, they were still in the trolley. And we would let them pick some of the stuff. We'd let them pick a vegetable each. So one would pick up an aubergine, one would pick up a courgette. And then they would both argue about who bought the best vegetable. And then they follow that vegetable through the process and still argue that my aubergine was better than your courgette. So you kind of make it non-scary for them. My youngest son, I can't get him away from the stove. The minute I start cooking, and I batch cook once a week at home, and he brings over his chair, he gets his apron on, and he's up there, and he makes the soup every week, which is brilliant. My eldest son, again, when he was younger, he used to help out, but I now get him doing things like, you know, if we get any kind of squid or any fish or anything like that, I get him to sort of prep that as kind of punishment for not having a job. So he gets to do all the yucky stuff.
So what is the top tip of yours to get kids in the kitchen?
The top tip is get them involved early. Get them in the kitchen young because they can do loads and loads and loads.
That was Gary there with some helpful hints on putting the kids to work in the kitchen and also talking about his new series, Corner Shop Cook-Off. It's a lot of fun and it's on the BBC Scotland channel on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and streaming now on the BBC iPlayer. Now, Stephen, as a chef with all the finest produce at your disposal, how would you cope if you were dumped in the corner shop and told to cook up a feast?
I think I would do okay, actually.
Now, listen again.
We've all been there, that last-minute meal from the shelves of our local corner shop. However, convenient shopping doesn't have to mean disappointing dinners.
You have any garlic?
Garlic bread.
To prove it, we've invited Scotland's national chef and MasterChef The Professionals winner, Gary McLean, to compete head-to-head with some of the nation's top chefs to show that great meals could be just round the corner.
Gary, that all sounds really exciting. Give us a snapshot of what the series is all about.
Well, the series is, again, it's a lot of fun with food. And what we tried to do was kind of show people that you can eat really well on a budget from a corner shop. It's as simple as that. But along the way, it was all about having fun.
And you visited corner shops the length and breadth of the country. And did you notice a lot of difference in the ingredients that were available in different places?
Well, I don't know if the places had a real significant reason why they were different, but we did have a vast selection of corner shops. Some of them were 95% non-food. So you really had to get your thinking cap on.
Bit of a challenge.
But the big twist here is the budget. It's £15 and it's not a lot of money.
For 3 courses?
For 3 courses. So when you think that you have to buy even like a little jar of spice at £1.20, You know, there's a big gamble. Do you buy an onion or do you buy the spice? So there's a lot of that going on.
So how challenging was it then, cooking a three-course meal, ingredients that were bought from the shop, and then judged against other great chefs? I mean, did you find it a bit stressful?
You know what, it was a bit, especially when I was given the list of chefs that were coming along. You know, I kind of thought, you know, I was competing against local chefs, you know, maybe Shuggy from the local three-star hotel, whose speciality was steak pie. And I thought, you know, I've got this, you know, and I've got a reputation, obviously, of one MasterChef. So I don't want to throw that away. And then when they gave me the list of chefs, I'll be honest, I wasn't overly impressed. I wasn't overly happy, if truth be told.
Were you a bit scared?
I was terrified, you know, with Jamie Scott coming, you know, Jacqueline O'Donnell and Mark Ayers and stuff. And a lot of these guys I had on the show are good friends. And I think that's going to come across on the show as well. But I was amazed at how competitive the other chefs became.
Now, like many of us, you'll have visited the supermarket on hundreds and hundreds of occasions. But what's the main thing you've learned about buying ingredients from the local corner shop?
I think the main thing is you're not in that habit. You know, I think when we're all guilty, and I'm guilty of it, you go round the shop picking up the same stuff you always buy. You don't think out the box. And a lot of the time you don't even see anything else because everybody's busy and, you know, you're picking up the same, you know, two tins of kidney beans and two tins of this or that or whatever it is you normally buy. What it gave me is your brain is a clever, clever tool. And again, I was amazed at some of the stuff I came up with, but I was really amazed at some of the stuff the other chefs came up with.
Well, while we've got you here, Gary, this week on The Kitchen Cafe, we're talking about getting kids involved in the kitchen. And you've got 5 kids. So we're just wondering, how much do you encourage them to help out?
I've always tried my best to get the kids in the kitchen because I'm a firm believer that if they are part of the process of making the food, there's every chance that they'll make it. They'll eat it. And for me, it starts at the supermarket. You know, I've got 2 young ones and, you know, a couple of years ago, they were still in the trolley. And we would let them pick some of the stuff. We'd let them pick a vegetable each. So one would pick up an aubergine, one would pick up a courgette. And then they would both argue about who bought the best vegetable. And then they follow that vegetable through the process and still argue that my aubergine was better than your courgette. So you kind of make it non-scary for them. My youngest son, I can't get him away from the stove. At the minute I start cooking, and I batch cook once a week at home, and he brings over his chair, he gets his apron on, and he's up there, and he makes the soup every week, which is brilliant. My eldest son, again, when he was younger, he used to help out, but I now get him doing things like, you know, if we get any kind of squid or any fish or anything like that, I get him to sort of prep that as kind of punishment for not having a job. So he gets to do all the yucky stuff.
So what is the top tip of yours to get kids in the kitchen?
The top tip is get them involved early. Get them in the kitchen young because they can do loads and loads and loads.
That was Gary there with some helpful hints on putting the kids to work in the kitchen and also talking about his new series, Corner Shop Cook-Off. It's a lot of fun and it's on the BBC Scotland channel on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and streaming now on the BBC iPlayer. Now, Stephen, as a chef with all the finest produce at your disposal, how would you cope if you were dumped in the corner shop and told to cook up a feast?
I think I would do okay, actually.
This is the end of task 1.